Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Elohim Part 5, The God Who Listens. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Genesis chapter 30 and verse 17. And God listened to Leah and she conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. This week we have spoken about different dimensions of God. We have seen Elohim as the God of creation. We have seen him as the God who remembers. We discussed him as the God of covenant. And the last day, we discussed Elohim as the God who is our defense. This morning, let's discuss another dimension of this mighty and powerful God. Elohim is revealed to us in this scripture as the God who listens. The Bible says, "And Elohim listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore a son." Isn't it such an awesome privilege to have a God so mighty and powerful who takes the time to listen to his children? Genesis 20:17 tells us again that Elohim listened to Abraham and reversed the plague that had come upon Abimelech. The thing about God listening is that when he does listen, he does what no one can do. In Genesis 30, Elohim listened and gave Rachel a son. Nothing or no one else could have given Rachel that baby. Elohim did what only he could do. When God reversed the plagues of Abimelech, he did it because Abraham prayed for Abimelech and God listened to the prayers. If God had not listened, Abimelech's entire household would have continued to experience barrenness. Again, God listened and did what only he could do. A person can only listen when another speaks. So if we are to take advantage of Elohim and his capacity to listen and do what only he can, we must learn to call on him in prayer. We need to give him something to listen to. Whatever it is, my dear listener, that is threatening your peace, threatening your fruitfulness, threatening your joy, please call on Elohim today. He listens, and when he does that which only he can do. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for who you are. Elohim, thank you for being the God who listens. We appreciate you. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.